This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, September 18th. Prentice McDuffie was found guilty Tuesday of three counts of first-degree murder and one of attempted murder. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed Leonel Nuyolo, his wife Nancy Nuyolo, and their five-year-old son Alexis during a Brittany Lane robbery in 2019. They also seriously injured Loyola's mother, Rafaela. McDuffie was given three life sentences plus 207 months. Look for more on this case on our website. Taver City Police have charged a Lawrence woman with attempted murder after she allegedly shot at a woman. Yvette Crystal Bellamy, age 49, was held under no bond. She is charged with discharging a firearm in the city and attempted murder. She allegedly fired multiple rounds at Cecilia Victoria Graham on September 11th. No injuries were reported. Candy Herring Lee is facing multiple charges after fleeing the scene of a car crash and allegedly assaulting a police officer in Chavern. Lee, age 47, is under $110,000 secured bond. She reportedly left after causing a crash on North Elm Street. Then she injured a Chavern police officer who was trying to take her into custody. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. School resource officers arrested a white woman on assault charges at Central Middle School on Tuesday. Kenya McMillan, age 40, and a juvenile faced charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault, according to sheriff's report. The victim in the case was a 12-year-old who sustained a chipped tooth. Some Lake Waccamaw water customers are under a boil advisory through Friday. The town disconnected portions of its water service yesterday for repairs. The affected area is from 2310 Canal Cove Road to the end of Waccamaw Shores. That includes Wooded Acres. Those customers, again, are under a boil water advisory until Friday afternoon. Work is finishing up on the J.K. Powell Boulevard widening project in Whiteville. The Department of Transportation said the final layer of pavement was recently added. Contract crews are marking the lanes at night, so please exercise caution if you're in that area. The next portion of the project, from Virgil Street to Pleasant Plains, is scheduled for 2030. Friday is the first night for Awake Columbus, a celebration of faith, family, and freedom. The outdoor worship will be held Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be behind Robinson's Produce on J.K. Powell Boulevard and at Washington Street in Whiteville. Free food will be served nightly. Service will start at 7 p.m. Columbus Regional is going to host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 until 3 at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food and a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There'll be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. New Life Community Church of Whiteville is going to hold a pork chop plate sale October 7th. Plates are $12. See any member of the church for tickets. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.